There we go. Righto. What a great pleasure it is now to welcome into the show the one and only. He's the best in the business, Bruce Young. Hello, Bruce.
Good morning to you, Dougie.
Great to have you with us. Just quickly, Greg Norman has made Frank Nobilo's assistant for the President's Cup next year. Michael Jordan gets a sort of an assistance role, but Mickey Mouse from Freddie Couples. But good to see Frankie Nobilo there with Greg Norman.
Yeah, well, I think that's a very good and positive move by Norman. I mean, Foot Nobilo has played that event, I think, on three occasions, maybe two or three occasions. Certainly in the early years of the President's Cup, he was one of the sort of foundation members of that side. And I guess the fact that he is so regularly at events these days with his involvement through the Golf Channel means that he gets to see the players on a regular basis, the international players on a regular basis, and probably gets to see the other side of the coin as well, sees the Americans. So he can get a good feel for, and to be able to pass that on to Greg Norman is going to be of great assistance, I would think.
Yeah, it should be good. Hopefully Cambo will be there as well.
Yeah, well, he's certainly on the way back. He's got a lot of ground to make up, but he's shown in the past that he's capable of turning things around, and he has over the last couple of months. Let's hope that that continues.
Well, let's have a look at the Texas Open. Bruce Wilkinson made the cut. How did Phil Tatarangi go?
Well, Phil's missed the cut by quite some way. That's just his sixth PGA Tour event of the year. He's yet to make a cut. But for Tim Wilkinson, 112th on the money list, bearing in mind that they take the top 125. He's had rounds of 67 and 69 to be at 4 under. He's 6 shots behind the leader, Chris Stroud. But that's a good positive start for him. He probably needs, it's a bit hard to work out because it's a bit of a variable, this money list final position, but he probably needs another 50 or 60,000 to be assured of his status for next season. Got about 4 or 5 more events left, so he certainly made a good start in that regard.
Too right he has. Let's have a look at the Nationwide Tour, Bruce.
That event has been played in Texas also, up in Midland in Texas. Mark Leishman, the Australian, leading there at 11 under par. Grant Wade is going to make the cut rounds of 71 and 71 to be at 2 under. Brad Isles, unfortunately, he really needed a couple of good finishes over the next couple of events on the Nationwide Tour. But unfortunately, he's still got a few holes to play. He'd need a miracle, though, to make the cut. He's currently in 89th position on the money list. But unfortunately for Brad, it looks like he'll miss out this week.
Madrid Masters, let's have a look at what's happening in Europe, Bruce.
Yeah, it's good to see Steve Alka finally finding a bit of form. 21st position after the second round. He's 6 shots behind the leaders, the Australian Marcus Fraser and the South African Charles Swartzel. But Steve Alka, as I said, 73 and 66. Finally some good form. It's been a tough old season for him. But unfortunately for Gareth Patterson, who's currently in 145th position on the European Tour money list, he needed to make the cut here. They've only got another 2 full field events, I think, on the European Tour. 69 in the first round was good, but 74 in the second round has seen him miss the cut by 1 shot, unfortunately, there for Gareth Patterson.
Okay, let's turn our attention now to David Smale in Japan and Mark Brown at the Indian Open.
Yeah, well, David Smale has made the cut at the Cannon Open. This tournament being played in Yokohama. The leader's at 7 under. David Smale in 26th place at 2 under. Eddie Lee, 54th place on the money list. He needs to be inside the top 70 at the end of the season. A made cut here would have been good, but unfortunately he will miss the cut by 2. Mark Brown, playing in his favourite country these days of India. He's had some great success there. He's in 6th position at 6 under, rounds of 71 and 67 at the Indian Open at the Delhi Golf Club. The leader at 13 under, so he's 7 shots behind the leader, Liang Wenchong, who shot 60 in the first round. Mahal Pierce made the cut in 17th position. Stephen Scull in 48th position. So 3 New Zealanders making it through to the weekend there. And Dougie, before we go, a bit of news on amateur golf. The Espirito Santo Trophy is the event being played in Adelaide. This is the World Amateur Teams Championship for women. The Eisenhower will be played this coming week also in Adelaide, although that event will be played at the Royal Adelaide Golf Club. Sweden currently dominating this event. They lead by some 11 shots over Spain. New Zealand languishing a little bit back in 17th position. A disappointing performance by them so far. They're at 15 over as they head into the final round today. Catherine Bristow from Huapai, of course she plays collegiate golf in the United States. She's been the best of them. She's in 20th position in the individual. Dana Kim, 55th, and Natasha Krishna, 66th. So a little bit disappointing there, but let's hope that the guys can do better next week. Danny Lee, James Gill, and Jared Pender will represent New Zealand next week at the Royal Adelaide Golf Club in the Eisenhower Trophy. And just a final bit of news on the Interprovincial, which has been played in a very windy Nelson, we can tell you today. Apparently near gale force winds are having to put water on some of the greens. Excuse me. And just the latest update, Auckland look like they're going to win. They're currently 5-0 ahead over Southland. and Waikato at the turn were equal with Northland, two and a half, so a very tight match there. Certainly it looks like Auckland will be one of the finalists, but the other final is still very much up for grabs between Waikato and Northland.
All right, Bruce, hey, thank you very much for that. Now, what about some quality rest and recreation? I'll tell you what, with that PGA coming up, the High Regency Coolum would be the ideal spot to go.
I think it's just a great opportunity, as I've said a lot over recent weeks, for New Zealand golf fans to get across and maybe watch the final couple of rounds of the PGA Championship, a very strong field lining up there, and then stay on for a few days afterwards at the Hyatt Regency Coolum and play that golf course in absolutely tournament tip-top condition. A good opportunity there, and you can get more information on what's available there in terms of packages by calling them on 07-5446-1234. Or you can visit them on the net, Hyatt Regency Coolum at coolum.hyatt.com.
You're a legend, Bruce. Thanks very much. Look forward to chatting to you next Saturday.
Okay, Dougie. Cheers.
Thanks, mate. That's Bruce Shang. Back after this to wrap it all up.